Case number 9851, Meher M. Zeru, south of Road 277, west of Angola Road West, being lot 28 and one-half lot 29. Block N, section 2, within Angola by the Bay development. They're seeking a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Zeru. And as in many of the instances when you see me, the factual scenario here is typical. In this case, this lot was sold as a vacant lot in 1977. Mr. and Mrs. Massey bought it. Somewhere along the line, they built a home, then put additions to the home, and then put a shed in the yard. In 2004, they sold the property. And the survey that is attached to the application shows the property as it is today. It shows that the left side of the home is several inches too close to the left side of the property line. The right side of the home is approximately 1 foot too close to the right side line. The back of the home is almost 10 feet too close to the back property line. And the shed, the back of the shed, is about 6 inches too close to the back property line. Now, although a survey was done for the 2004 settlement, and although all these conditions were found, the settlement still occurred and nothing was said to the buyers at that time about the problems. I then represented Mr. Zeru when he bought, and we, of course, had the same surveyor go out, and he confirmed this property is the exact same, showing these four setback violations, and so I am here for Mr. Zeru because, as in all instances, we don't see the survey until right before the settlement, and we couldn't postpone the settlement in order to come in and apply for the variance. Mm-hmm. The property is in Angola by the Bay. The association has contacted Mr. Zeru. Now, I don't speak for them, and if someone from the association is here, I mean, they will say differently, but it's my understanding that they met with my client, and once he confirmed that he was not trying to change anything, that he was just leaving things as they have been for a number of years, although I'm not sure how many years that is. It could be 20, 15, but it's many years. They indicated to him, at least, that they had no objection. And of course, it would be an extreme hardship to correct any of these encroachments. Number one, the house is just not in the right place. Mm-hmm. In fact, as we could see from the variances, it could not be, because it's too close to both sides. So the house, as built, was just too big by 12 inches, 15 inches. The back, I don't know why it was so close to the sideline when it should not have been on the back line. And the shed, the problem with the shed is this is a shed that is directly next to a paved driveway, which is the parking area. And while it physically could be moved, it would then have to be moved in an area on the driveway or such an area, so it would be a hardship for that to be moved. We don't believe anyone has been adversely affected by these changes. Certainly, the conditions have existed since at least 2004, because that's when the 2004 survey was done. However, we suspect it was done well before then. I did come and met with Lawrence before I filed this, and I honestly, I can't remember why we couldn't pinpoint when the home was built, or when the addition was built or the shed, but for some reason we couldn't, and that's why usually I put those dates in here. But again, it's certainly a difficulty to the homeowner, an impossibility to correct without tearing the house down, and the shed would be a practical and difficulty for them to move as well. And again, I don't think anyone is adversely affected by it. It existed for a number of years. So we do ask that these variances be granted for the reasons stated.
Mr. Chairman, if you notice, it's a 75-foot frontage. This is undersized AR1 lot, which would require the 20-foot in the back and the 10-foot on the sides. And you had, parcel 83 and 84, they've had variances there. If you look on your maps, you'll see that it's right across the way on Angola Road West. And that's where the case is. And on Gala Angola Road East is where the other variances were.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Whitman? Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you wish to come forward, sir? Be sworn in. Yes, sir, you need to come in.
I need to swear you in.
Is there anyone else, again, at this time that is in opposition? If so, please come forward at this time.
Okay, watch how it's done, so when you come up, okay? Place your right hand. State your full name and address.
My name is Ronald A. Chrisman, 22861 Angola Road West.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right, may I take the stand?
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You're in opposition to this?
Not really, but I am the next door neighbor. And is it Schwab?
Yeah, Schwab.
Schwab?
Yeah.
You handled my settlement.
I think so.
I just have a question. I'm not against this, but actually the macadam driveway that was mentioned is on my property, 3 feet from the front to 5 feet in the back is on my property. The pins are in there, and it has been surveyed.
Okay.
It shows on the survey.
Yeah.
It shows on the survey, but the planning and zoning has nothing to do with the driveway that's in there. We have nothing to do with that. That's a civil matter.
Oh, otherwise, I have no opposition.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, gentlemen, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9851 as it was not created by the applicant. It's a minimum variance to grant relief, and I don't believe it'll offer central character to the neighbors since it's been there some time.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9851. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.